Glad you're here tonight. It's a special night, commencement night. We have a women's group commencing, a men's group commencing. I've seen really cool t-shirts. We've got flowers. You guys don't know this yet, at least those of you who are commencing, but we've got cupcakes for you. It's going to be a great night. And there's one of two types of people in the room tonight. There are those who have joy in their hearts because of your relationship with God through Jesus, and you are ready to celebrate, and I want you to celebrate tonight. And then there's those of you that are here tonight who just aren't there yet. For whatever reason, you don't feel that joy. And what I want to give you tonight is reason for hope, that you may not be celebrating tonight, but you will be celebrating soon if Jesus has his way. And so if you have a Bible, jump with me to the book of Jude. We're going to look at verses 24 and 25. If you're not familiar where Jude is in your Bible, it's a tiny one-chapter book right before the book of Revelation. And so turn with me to Jude, and I want to read these verses for you and draw your attention to two big ideas here. Jude 24 says this, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever." And all God's people said, amen. Couple big ideas here, but before I get to those, I want you to see one key phrase towards the end of this passage, and it's through Jesus Christ our Lord. The things that we're talking about, these two big ideas that I think you'll find a lot of joy in tonight, happen only because of Jesus being who Jesus is and Jesus doing only that which Jesus could do. Jesus is eternally God. He's the second member of the Trinity. He is God the Son eternally. He took on human form. Jesus lived the perfect life you and I can't live. Jesus went to the cross, and there he died the death that you and I deserve to die. And Jesus rose from the grave physically, bodily. He's at the right hand of the Father, and one day he'll come and reign and rule forever. And through his life, death, and resurrection, you and I can be made right with God. So these two things, these two promises, are for those who've placed their faith in Jesus. Here's the first big idea I want to share with you tonight. God is able to keep us from falling away from him. Isn't that good news? God is able, and he's willing, but God is able to keep us from falling away from him. You may not believe this yet, but if you're commencing or you're about to commence, there will come a day where you'll miss regen. I know right now, maybe for some of you, like, I can't imagine that day. But the day will come when you will miss the intensity of times you've had here, whether that's small group conversations or hard questions and answers you've had to give in your step group, whether that's being in the content day in and day out. You will look back and you will miss the intensity of regen, and you might be prone to think that God might depart from you. You might be fearful that you could possibly lose the gains and strides you've made since you've been in regen. But according to this text, that's not going to happen. Why won't it happen? Because of who God is and what God wants to do. God is able to keep you, to keep me, to keep us from falling away from him. When I was a kid, my favorite thing to do with my dad was to go fishing. And we loved to fish a river in northwest New Mexico called the San Juan River, and to get to our very favorite fishing spot, we had to walk through some fairly deep waters and some fast current, and I was a little guy then, and my dad would hold me by the hand, and we'd walk through the waters together, and every now and then, the water would get too deep, or the current would be too strong, and he would just, with his strength, lift me up, put me on his back, and he would carry me, but I knew with my dad, no matter how deep the water was, or how fast the current was, I was going to make it because he was able to do so. If you're a Christian here tonight, I want you to know God the Father loves you. He is able to keep you from falling away from him. Not only is he your Father, spiritually speaking, but according to this text, he is your Savior and he will see you through to the end. So I want us to celebrate tonight that God is able to keep us. All the good that God has done in this time that we've had together, whether this is your second week or your commencing night, all the good that God is doing, he is able to keep, he is able to maintain. You need not worry. Here's the second thing, though, I want you to see from this passage. God's glory and our joy are forever bound together. Do you see that again? Let me read the text for you one more time. It says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy." God is able to keep us from falling away from him because there is a destination in sight, and that is we will be with him forever in the presence of his great glory, and we ourselves will experience the deepest joy that we'll ever know. Have you thought about that for a minute? There will come a day where you will be the happiest and most holiest version of yourself that you could ever be, and that day will last forever. The day will come when there will be no more sin, no more suffering, no more breaks in sobriety. You will be completely holy because you will be totally conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. You will be a person who thinks, feels, speaks, and acts like Jesus forever without any falling away. And you will be happy and you will be joyful in the presence of God. How do we know this is going to happen? Because God is committed to it. Because it's inseparable from the glory of God. God takes his greatest glory in us when we experience our deepest joy in him. Those two things are inseparable. Do you see that? Isn't that good news tonight? I remember receiving a phone call a few years ago from a reporter who was asking questions about a church that I once was a part of. And I went back into our spare room, and there I answered his questions, and the conversation went well, and I walked back out into the hallway, finished with a call, and Kara, my wife, who's a step group leader here, she looked me in the face and she said, "Do I need to take you to the hospital?" And I said, "Stop looking at me that way. What's going on?" And she said, "Go look at yourself in the mirror." And when I looked at myself, I was profusely sweating. You could see my carotid artery pumping in my neck, and I was pale white. I mean, I'm white as it is, but I was even whiter than this. And as I came out of the bathroom and I saw what she saw, she said, "Are you going to call a counselor or am I going to have to do it?" It was a one-person intervention. I said, "I will take care of it." And I did. And it dawned on me on that night and in the days to follow that she was actually more committed to my happiness and my health than I was. I want you to know this about God tonight. He is far more committed to your joy than you are. As a matter of fact, that's why we find ourselves here. We've been settling for less than God's best in our lives, but that ultimately is going to change, and when it changes, it will change forever. God's glory and our joy are forever bound together. Let's celebrate tonight that God is committed to his glory and our joy. He is able and willing and motivated to keep us forever.